This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So there's been a lot of concern with the quote-unquote mutant strain that a Boston University lab had done. Daily Mail had called them out and talked about, I believe, gain of function, and you know, people had read that article and got, you know, concerned, and we spoke about this yesterday, and I told you this is going to be tough because on one end, we don't want to be publishing things and letting our enemies learn how to make a bioweapon more deadly than it already is. On the flip side, we need to study it so we can make vaccines and protect ourselves. So what do? Well, Boston University is now responding to a report about the research. The Daily Mail had published an article Monday saying researchers at BU created a new and more deadly COVID-19 strain. But Boston University said that the reporting is false and inaccurate. They said they actually found that the COVID-19 replicate to be less dangerous. They said, we want to address the false and inaccurate reporting about Boston University COVID-19 research. First, this research is not gain-of-function research, meaning it did not amplify the Washington State SARS-CoV-2 virus strain or make it more dangerous. They said, in fact, this research made the virus replicate less dangerous. And they felt that the Daily Mail's reporting was sensationalized and took data from research on mice out of context. Basically, there was an animal model, and it showed mice that were susceptible to the ACE2 receptor and susceptible to the COVID virus, or the wild type, had an 80% to 100% lethality when the chimera or the combo, the combination of an Omicron gene and the wild-type virus were given to them, whereas Omicron was mild in these animals. So officials say that the study was conducted in the lab's biosafety level 3 facilities inside a biosafety cabinet, inside a sealed room, and they said the research is intended to provide a public health benefit by helping to develop targeted interventions. So according to Boston Public Health Commission, they said the Boston University Institutional Biosafety Committee, Boston Biosafety Committee, and Boston Public Health Commission approved the research protocol in March 2020 after full review of the proposed research and under the condition that the lab follow all applicable safety controls. Now, I'm not sure how the protocol was approved in March 2020 if Omicron didn't come out till 2021-2022, but I get that once COVID came out, labs all over the globe were like, okay, let's study this sucker. So where is it studying the virus and studying a pathogen and gain of function? That's where it starts to get a little murky. Now, there's been a lot of criticism of Dr. Fauci and how he funded and continued to fund through the NIH research done at the Wuhan Institute Lab of Virology. And we look like idiots if we helped fund the virus that killed a bunch of Americans. Were they making gain of function? Were they purposely trying to make a bioweapon over there? Or because they were screwing around with it, an accident happened? Now, the U.S. government made it sound like, look, upon the work, you know, a more lethal form might have been made, but it wasn't the intent. So there's been back and forth on the intent of the work. If the work is intended to make something deadly, that's gain of function. But if somebody's working on it and whoa, ooh, Oh, that's bad. If you do it this way, that could be bad. Like a science experiment in the chemistry lab where all of a sudden you make an explosion and go, oh, you know what, we don't want to mix those two chemicals again. That they don't call gain of function. So it's semantics. And as I said, I'm kind of mixed. Because the SARS-CoV-2 virus that where we had an epidemic between 2002 and 2003, that was nerve-wracking. And whenever we do have an epidemic or a pandemic, we need to grab that virus and we need to study it. I think most scientists agree. Smallpox, we still have smallpox in labs. I think it's in the CDC in Atlanta, although somebody claimed to have, I guess, taken it up into one of the northern states. Somebody said it was, you know, by the lunch in a refrigerator. I'm not sure what the hell happened with that because the news stopped covering it after a while. Maybe it was a fake label, but we have smallpox at the CDC in Atlanta, from what I understand. And we have it because if, God forbid, there is another, you know, pandemic or anything that happens with smallpox, we could study it. And as you see, we've needed smallpox medications and vaccines to treat the monkeypox outbreak. So that's nothing new and nothing earth-shattering, where we will have a deadly virus, something that's out there, so we could study it. If you go with the thinking, okay, well, we need to get rid of every gun in the United States so nobody gets killed, yet our enemies have guns, then you have nothing for defense. So I understand that labs need to have, you know, and you know, access to these things so they could study it and learn it. But if they're dinking around going, hey, guys, look at what we could do, no, that's a problem. So, you know, is COVID a threat anymore? Is COVID now getting mild where we really don't need to be funding this type of research? Well, we're being told that a vaccine-resistant COVID strain, the most resistant strain ever, dubbed XBB, has been detected in the United States with 3 confirmed cases. This mutant strain has caused cases to double in 2 weeks in Singapore. Now, it's called the XBB strain. It is a spinoff of the Omicron variant. So our vaccines, the newer bivalent vaccines, should provide some protection. But it has been blamed for Singapore's numbers jumping. It has mutations in the receptor binding domain and part of the spike protein. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. So sadly, we're still dealing with this BS. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the Moderna CEO says the COVID vaccine should be targeted to vulnerable people. And not necessarily everybody. All right, so I'm going to put this on. I videotape not every segment, but I want to make sure that sometimes people who don't get a chance to listen to the podcast are able to kind of listen to the show online. So we do have some videos of our show and segments of that. So what's fascinating about this is when Big Pharma had gotten involved all these years and made some fabulous drugs. Critics such as Bernie Sanders and multiple other politicians would say Big Pharma was in this just for the profits. and that they would tweak data to make you feel like you need the drug so they would get more sales. So when you hear today that the Moderna CEO had said, look, not everybody needs this, that the vaccine should be targeted more to vulnerable individuals, I think that's pretty admirable. I think it's pretty honest. But I'm frustrated with when I said something like that earlier on, and when I was speaking out against the mandates, it was being accused as misinformation. That's misinformation if you think only the vulnerable need to get vaccinated and not everybody. I think anybody who wants to get it should get it. I just don't think you have to force everybody to get the vaccine. And now you have Moderna CEO, who makes the vaccine, saying the same thing. So if that starts to become, okay, guys, you know what? If you're vulnerable, get the vaccine. Then are you going to apologize to everybody who was right this whole time? So how I look at it is, you know, if you want to get it, whether you're vulnerable or not, fine. Because there is an argument that people died of COVID who technically weren't supposed to be vulnerable. But a counter argument to that is if you don't normally go to the doctor, you don't really know what your medical status is. A lot of people think they're healthy before they get sick. My father thought he was healthy before he died. Well, it's because he wouldn't go to the doctor and get diagnosed. So some of us, we don't know how unhealthy we are. We think we're healthy. You know, I exercise, I eat vegetables, I could be unhealthy. Who knows? I mean, I do my blood work, I do my checks, but still. So Moderna makes the Moderna vaccine. And Stefan Bonchel says his company's shots should be mainly targeted to those over 50 and people with underlying health conditions. This is a little bit at odds with what the CDC recommends. There's currently 300 deaths from the virus across the country every day compared to 1,000, which we saw last year. So the death numbers are dropping, but it still kills. So he had said at a finance conference yesterday, I think COVID is going to be like the flu. If you're a 25-year-old, do you need an annual booster every year if you're healthy? He says you might want to, but I think it's going to be similar to flu, where it's going to be people at high risk, people above 50 years of age, people with comorbidities, people with cancer and other conditions, people with transplants. So what he said, and mind you, I don't think he's a physician, is basically echoing what a lot of health professionals had said when we were starting to kick kids out of school and threaten that school districts were going to need to mandate and adults were getting kicked out of restaurants and public places and if they didn't show proof of vaccine. I think that we are going to, in the long run, have to have a very practical, realistic approach to this virus, which is if you want to get protected, we have protection through the vaccine. But we're not going to force everybody to do it. We forced so many people to get it that there were individuals in other countries that had no access to the vaccine. And when people would say, Dahlia, how can I donate my vaccine to Ethiopia? How can I donate it to those in Korea, South Korea? How can I donate it because they're short on vaccines in these other countries and I don't want mine. I'm healthy. And I didn't know what to tell them. Because of the way the rollout went, because of the narrative, you had to get it. You know how painful that must have been for countries who didn't have access to the vaccine to watch all the whining and the back and forth of, I don't want to get the vaccine, don't give it to me, people faking their cards. Why was it pushed? You know, COVID still killed Americans. It still killed other countries. When you look at what happened in Florida versus California, you had very comparable data in terms of people who got sick despite the draconian measures and states that didn't have them. So, you know, personally, I think COVID is here for a while. There's now this new nasty, super resistant strain to vaccines that we had just discussed which apparently we've had three cases in America. It's caused a rise in cases in Singapore. We're calling it the XBB strain. It's a spinoff of Omicron. So our new bivalent vaccine that has wild type as well as Omicron spike protein protection should help somewhat. Won't be 100%. But, you know, we will be dealing with Omicron this fall. For me, I got the vaccine. I hated the way I felt with COVID. Despite being vaccinated, despite having had COVID, I hated the way I felt getting it. So I'm like, you know what? I don't want to get sick to that degree. Anything I could do to minimize it, I want for me. Did I force everybody in my family to get it? No. Did I force my listeners? Am I telling my patients you have to get it? No. I'm suggesting it if you want. I think it might be a good idea if COVID messed you up or if you're vulnerable. But nothing should have ever been mandated. And so with what the Moderna CEO says, which is going to bear a lot of weight because he is the one that is running the company that's making one of the vaccine products, for him to say, look, this should be like what we do with the flu shot. Those who are vulnerable or want it can get it. That might be a thorn in the side for those who are really, really pushing for more vaccine mandates. We still have members of the military who have been fired or threatened to be discharged because they still haven't gotten a vaccine. Healthy, in-shape, boot camp surviving and, you know, busting, you know, young men and women that are now who want to serve our country, who want to die for our country, being threatened to be kicked out because of a vaccine mandate. All right, let's stop it. Let's stop the BS. I mean, honestly, anybody who got COVID and couldn't stand it, you know, is a believer of, you know what, I think I want either the natural immunity or artificial immunity. And I mean, for me, it took me being sick with Omicron for me to go, you know what? Yep, I think I will get the vaccine. Plus, I wanted to show you guys. I know a lot of you guys were really nervous about the vaccine. So I wanted to show you guys, you know, and just be honest about what I felt and what I went through, which was some really bad chest pain, really bad arm pain, swelling underneath the armpit on that one side, and some breast pain, which is why I had to put off my mammogram. So I want to at least kind of tell you what my experience of what was. And then I will let you know how it goes as the next wave of COVID comes. But we have parents that are scared to death that these school districts are going to mandate the COVID vaccine. And they don't want any more vaccines mandated for their kids. And I understand their concern. I love that we have a robust vaccination program, but many parents are worried that there's so much getting injected into their children. They just want to know that the one in a million chance of there being a side effect won't happen to their kid. And that it's not happening because of a political narrative rather than true science saying it's necessary. Now, I can't tell a mom 100% if they need to strongly consider the vaccine or not because I don't know what Omicron does long term. I know what it did to me and it messed me up. I don't want kids getting it. But once I saw vaccinated individuals and those who had COVID get COVID again, then I started to relax a little bit with the vaccine because, you know, I wanted the vaccine to completely deflect it like polio. You know, I mean, we might be still exposed to polio, but for the most part, we don't feel the illness. Once, you know, if we're getting it anyway, it does start to make it a little harder to tell parents, look, you don't want this virus in your child's body. I don't, but sadly, it's finding a way anyway. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
3 weeks before Election Day, Republicans are gaining an edge among voters. The latest New York Times Siena College poll shows 49% of voters plan to vote Republican compared to 45% who plan to vote for Democrats. That's a five-point swing from the September poll, which showed Democrats with a one-point lead. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says that Republicans will tackle high prices and inflation if they gain the majority after the midterms.
Democrat incumbents are the ones who voted for the American Rescue Plan that brought us inflation. Even Steve Rattner, the Democrat advisor to Obama, calls it the original sin of inflation.
Game 5 of the American League Division Series between the New York Yankees and Cleveland Guardians is set for 4:07 Eastern Time today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you a few days ago talked to me about, and I didn't read your email on air, but you brought up the topic of free speech platforms and why don't we have like an absolute free speech platform, or how does America get to that point where there's a platform where it is never censored? And, you know, you would think that that would be something simple to do, but we have guidelines in society and things that we feel are acceptable and not acceptable. So, for example, screaming fire in a, you know, in a crowded theater, that's not acceptable. That you know, now why? Why isn't that acceptable? Well, one, because it causes panic. Two, because it's not true. You know, if you're screaming it and it's not. You know, and three, it could cause harm. So they're using that sort of justification when it comes to censoring online. So if somebody posts, there's going to be a school shooting at Jiggly Wiggly School, and that causes teachers and kids to panic and parents to rush out of work and race at top speed to the school to get their kid out, and all hands on deck with police, whereas there could be a rape or a crime going on and now the police have shifted over, and that was all false. Some people feel that that should have consequences. So our freedom of speech that is guaranteed by the Constitution is for us to be able to speak out against politics, speak out against us being afflicted or harmed, be able to worship a religion in any way. If I want to say thank the Lord, I don't want to be punished for that when I say thank the Lord, thank God. But the freedom of speech never necessarily implied that you could say, you know, I want to, I don't know, murder whatever, and there not be repercussions. I mean, you know, if you, you know, confess, you know, to a, or you threaten, there's crimes for that. If you verbally abuse, there's punishments for that. That doesn't necessarily get protected under free speech. So it should be simple and, you know, common sense. But then some platforms took it to another level where they said, well, everything that Trump says is in violation of, hurting people and is violent and all that. So he's banned. So then it's gone to banning people. Not attacking what was said or banning what was said was you as a human being cannot be on this platform. Well, do they have a right? They're a private company. Do you have a right to refuse service to anyone? You do. But what if they're not being consistent? When Putin gets to have a Twitter account and Trump doesn't, now are we being consistent? So this is where things start to get kind of sticky. You know what I mean? Freedom of speech does not protect me saying, you know what? You have prostate cancer. I do. You didn't even check my prostate. You have prostate cancer. Does freedom of speech protect me against that? No. I mean, maybe I won't go to jail, but I could lose my license. So there are still multiple realms in terms of what you say can have consequences. The problem I have with where this went is I, as a physician and other medical professionals and many others, had said, look, you know, I think you could still get COVID even if you're vaccinated. I think you could still get COVID despite the mask. I don't think the mask protects you 100%. All of a sudden, that was considered misinformation, and we were threatened of being banned. There's a doctor right now in Maine undergoing huge censorship and a psychiatric evaluation because she tweeted how the CDC and the federal government does not entertain the idea of natural immunity. How is that false? Natural, you know, I mean, this has been something we've all been struggling with. Yet she is at risk of losing her medical license. So I think we all agree that there is a problem. So according to one poll, a YouGov survey, they found that Americans do want guardrails on their social media platforms and have blocks on things that are harassing, hate speech, racism, conspiracy theories, and fake news. They say supporters of two main parties were close on the issue. 76% of Democrats want social media firms blocking hate speech. 66% of Republicans felt the same way. They surveyed 1,000 adults, so not the biggest study, but it was 1,000 adults. And they thought it was more of originally, you know, that, you know, well, the Republicans don't want there to be the censorship, Democrats do. No, actually, both sides felt that we shouldn't have racism and hate speech. But this is where I want everyone to use caution. The fake news. Who is going to decide what is fake news? And I don't think we've figured that out. If somebody says, look, I don't think the masks everybody's wearing is protecting against COVID because they're not N95 respirators, is that fake news? Well, somebody could say, you know what, they still provide some barrier, so there is some protection. So the statement that there is still some protection is true, so being against that is fake. Somebody else could say they're 1,000% correct. The N95 respirators provide much more protection, and if any virus does get around that crappy mask you're wearing, that person's correct, and that's not fake news. So the problem is it fake news that gas prices are high and ridiculously high? I don't think it is. But people are going back and forth as to whose fault it is. So if somebody says this is Biden's fault, people are back and forth going, well, that's fake news. So, you know, maybe we shouldn't call it news. These are opinions. People have opinions. Maybe one way to handle this is rather than it making it look like it's a news article, it says on their opinion. This is an opinion. Science changes. Science evolves. I mean, you know, we used to say, you know, smallpox was the worst thing ever. Then all of a sudden, we use smallpox as a vaccine. That science evolved. And boy, that must have been tricky, trying to get people to get smallpox put into, you know, them actually getting the vaccine where they would cut the skin and put smallpox into you, a weakened form of it. That you know, you thought we had anti-vaxxers then. I'm sure people were like, what the hell are you doing to me? And I'm sure there were some people that got sick and died, and other people were like, okay, wait a second, this helped. And that's how the birth of the vaccines happened. Sadly, the birth of many medications and many treatments are on the backs of some who weren't so lucky. So for us to move forward with this, we need to come up with some better definitions of conspiracy theories and fake news. Hate speech, I think, is pretty apparent. Racism, I think, is pretty apparent. I think we could figure out what, you know, and say, no, we're not going to, you know, allow those posts. But, I mean, a conspiracy theory, if I think that the virus came out of the lab either accidentally or on purpose, is that a conspiracy theory or is that a working theory? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, Call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners was writing us when we had talked about melatonin for sleep and asked if a headache is a common side effect of melatonin. Absolutely. One of the reasons why I don't take melatonin is because I can't stand the headache I get the next day. Melatonin will cause a headache, not for everybody. But for me, I like that it can help me sleep if I'm jet lagged, but I just get headaches. But I want to just talk a little bit about headaches because I see a lot of people still struggle with headaches. And when you don't struggle with headaches and all of a sudden you have one, I do ask about COVID status. I ask to see if you're sick because a lot of times when you're ill, you can get a headache. But there's so many things that are causing headaches. A biggie is dehydration. You know, if you wake up with a headache, drink some water and see what happens. But dehydration can cause a headache. Now, sleep apnea could cause a headache. You grinding your teeth in your sleep could cause a headache. Your neck position in your sleep could cause a morning headache. If you drink alcohol the night before, that can cause a headache. So there's a lot of things that could contribute it. But if first thing in the morning, you know, you have a headache, you know, there could be multiple reasons for that. And a lot of times you'll figure it out before your doctor does. Another thing that I think also causes headaches is, throughout the day, there's even more. But in terms of, you know, morning headaches, I think your lack of oxygen, getting enough oxygen, which is why I think sleep apnea or just positioning of your mouth. I think if your brain was like, look, I was pretty hypoxic for a good part of the night. Now I'm getting some air, some oxygen, that could cause headaches. Stress, of course, eye strain. These are things that I think can definitely give you a propensity to headaches. And, activities you did the night before. I mean, if your head hit the headboard, that could give you a headache. But then, throughout the day, other people will say, well, I get a headache as the day progresses. Okay, well, is it because you listen to my show? Is my voice giving you a headache? Okay, maybe it's an auditory, sort of factor. Is it eye strain? Are you on a computer for so long? Is it because you drank a crap load of caffeine and in the morning and then 2, 3, 4 p.m., you start getting a headache? Some people might have a morning headache because they're going through caffeine withdrawal. And they're like, okay, I just need caffeine and I can make my headache go away. That's why Excedrin migraine is one of the most popular headache and migraine medications because of the caffeine that it gives somebody. Sometimes that could help get rid of a headache. I'm not a big fan of it because other things can cause a headache, like high blood pressure. If your blood pressure is high, the last thing I want you to do is take caffeine. So be very careful hitting the Excedrin migraines or these headache reliefs that have caffeine, because your headache might be because of blood pressure spikes. You might have little mini strokes in your sleep, and that could be causing you to have headaches the next day. Dental issues, jaw issues, TMJ. I have temporal mandibular joint arthralgia. Ooh, doesn't that sound big? And I said it without my lisp. Temporal mandibular joint arthralgia, because there's no S in there. I love saying that. You don't say I have TMJ. We all have TMJs. We all have temporal mandibular joints by our jaw, with our jaw, articulating our jaw. But the arthralgia is the algia pain of the arth, the joint. And so with some of us that have joint pain and joint arthritis, if you think your knees hurt, you think your hips hurt, you think your neck hurts and your shoulders hurt, you got joints in your jaw. Those can hurt. Muscular tension, our necks. A lot of my headaches are cervicogenic, meaning genesis beginning in the cervical spine or cervix of the neck, not my uterine cervix, but the cervical spine of the neck, cervicogenic headaches. If I have arthritis in my neck, then the muscles that attach aren't in the most ergonomic fashion, and they aren't in the most ideal position. They're going to spasm, and that could cause a muscular domino effect of the muscle spasms throughout the skull, the scalp. I'm teaching you guys something. Look at that. Eye strain is a biggie. You guys are sitting on a computer. You're sitting on your phones. You're staring at the TV. Hormones could also cause headaches. And, some of your medications can cause headaches. Ear issues, posture, temperature. Some of you don't handle the heat. Some of you don't handle the cold. Noise is biggie. Some of you may have a condition called temporal arteritis, where you have inflammation of the arteries at the temple. When an older individual says, gosh, I have a headache, and they hold their temples, that could be an issue. And, you know, hormones, there's so many things that can cause headaches. But interestingly, our diet, and there's food that could trigger a headache. So for years, I couldn't touch red wine. And then I went to a friend's house who was a physician, And he opened up a bottle of $70 to $80 wine. It was one bottle that cost $70 to $80. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't even touch the bottle. That's expensive. That's, I keep it away from me because I could knock it down. That's $70, $80. That's expensive. Like, it's okay. That's what we got it for. We're having dinner. And he opened up this bottle of wine. And I'm like, well, I don't want to be rude. I don't drink red wine because red wine gives me headaches. But I didn't want to be rude. So I had some of the wine. And it was okay. I'm not a huge, huge wine lover. I know you have to acquire a taste. See, you know, me, I'd rather have, you know, a strawberry daiquiri. But you know, or a pina colada. But you know what? All right, so I'll have a glass of wine. Wine's supposed to be healthy. The resveratrol in there. I didn't have a headache the next day. And I, you know, and I called him up and I go, I don't understand this. I didn't have a headache with that wine. What was the brand? And he goes, well, what wine gives you a headache? Well, I go, well, I don't know. Whatever they serve, well, that was cheap wine. So cheap wine could give you a headache. Not only can wine itself, but cheap wine. I'm not saying to try expensive wine. I still can't buy an expensive bottle of wine. I you know, it's, to me, that's just a lot of money for something that you drink. I'm still too cheap to do that. But if somebody else brings the bottle, I'll try some. I just, yeah, like very expensive champagne. I like, you know, champagne, but I see the difference. I could tell the difference. Just to me, I'm not going to live or die for it. I'd rather spend the money on a nice steak than wine. That's just me. But I do appreciate, I get it. But alcohol can trigger it. Red wine is the most common trigger. So if you get headaches the next day, but you are a big, I'm going to have wine with dinner type of person, realize that there might be an association with that. Then your coffee and your tea. Coffee, tea, soda pop, tea. Coffee, tea, and chocolate have caffeine. Even though caffeine might help the headache, it also triggers it. Now, that doesn't mean we have to stop all caffeine for anybody who's a headache sufferer, but you might notice that your caffeine habit, either drinking the caffeine gives it to you, or the coming down or the withdrawing off the caffeine could do it for you. So you need to kind of look at that. And then cheese. A lot of people don't realize that their cheese can cause headaches. Fox News tells us to choose our cheese wisely. They say blue cheese, feta cheese, Parmesan, and cheddar cheese are among the most common reported triggers of migraines. This is according to a 2012 study that was published in Neurological Sciences. They say when foods are preserved, fermented, or aged for a long time, the amino acid known as tyramine forms from the breakdown of the proteins, and that can cause headaches. Hot dogs also. MSG. And then chocolate. Sometimes chocolate could give you a headache. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.